But in fact, they're all female, and believe me, they can't breed. The little velociraptor sniffed at Tim, and then rubbed her head against Tim's neck. Tim giggled. She wants you to feed her, Wu said.
What does she eat?
Mice, but she's just eaten, so we won't feed her again for a while. The little raptor leaned back, stared at Tim, and wiggled her forearms again in the air. Tim saw the small claws on the three fingers of each hand. Then the raptor burrowed her head against his neck again. Grant came over and peered critically at the creature. He touched the tiny three-clawed hand. He said to Tim, "Do you mind?" And Tim released the raptor into his hands. Grant flipped the animal onto its back, inspecting it, while the little lizard wiggled and squirmed. Then he lifted the animal high to look at its profile, and it screamed shrilly.
"She doesn't like that," Regis said. "Doesn't like to be held away from body contact."
The raptor was still screaming, but Grant paid no attention. Now he was squeezing the tail, feeling the bones. Regis said,
"Dr. Grant, if you please, I'm not hurting her. Dr. Grant, these creatures are not of our world. They come from a time when there were no human beings around to prod and poke them."
"I'm not prodding and—"
"Dr. Grant, put her down," Ed Regis said. "But now!"
Regis was starting to get annoyed. Grant handed the animal back to Tim. It stopped squealing. Tim could feel its little heart beating rapidly against his chest.
"I'm sorry, Dr. Grant," Regis said, "but these animals are delicate in infancy. We've lost several from a postnatal stress syndrome, which we believe is adrenocortically mediated. Sometimes they die within 5 minutes."
Tim petted the little raptor.
"It's okay, kid," he said. "Everything's fine now."
The heart was still beating rapidly.
"We feel it is important that the animals here be treated in the most humane manner," Regis said. "I promise you that you will have every opportunity to examine them later."
But Grant couldn't stay away. He again moved toward the animal in Tim's arms, peering at it. The little velociraptor opened her jaws and hissed at Grant, in a posture of sudden intense fury.
"Fascinating," Grant said. "Can I stay and play with her?" Tim said.
Not right now, Ed Regis said, glancing at his watch. "It's 3 o'clock, and it's a good time for a tour of the park itself, so you can see all the dinosaurs in the habitats we have designed for them." Tim released the velociraptor, which scampered across the room, grabbed a cloth rag, put it in her mouth, and tugged at the end with her tiny claws. Control. Walking back toward the control room, Malcolm said,
"I have one more question, Dr. Wu. How many different species have you made so far?"
"I'm not exactly sure," Wu said. "I believe the number at the moment is 15. 15 species. Do you know, Ed?"
"Yes, it's 15, Ed Regis said, nodding.
"You don't know for sure?" Malcolm said, affecting astonishment. Wu smiled.
"I stopped counting," he said, "after the first dozen. And you have to realize that sometimes we think we have an animal correctly made from the standpoint of the DNA, which is our basic work, and the animal grows for 6 months and then something untoward happens, and we realize there is some error. A releaser gene isn't operating, a hormone not being released, or some other problem in the developmental sequence. So we have to go back to the drawing board with that animal, so to speak." He smiled. "At one time I thought I had more than 20 species, but now only 15.
"And is one of the 15 species a—" Malcolm turned to Grant. "What was the name?"
"Procomp sognathus,"